And it's time now for your comments. Last week, we reported on a bill before Congress that would lift a ban on selling baby turtles. Some of you were provoked by a pet store owner who told us that turtles make great starter pets. Hannah Conoff of Sacramento writes, "Turtles may make low-maintenance pets if you don't care how soon they die. Keeping them alive and healthy actually does take thought, time, and money." Chuck Landry of the Turtle Conservation Project in Old Saybrook, Connecticut, warns these baby red-eared sliders are one of the worst invasive species worldwide. Here in New England, he adds, they're crowding out native freshwater turtles. But Georgia Fuoto in Newhall, Iowa, sends this. "When I was a small child, my grandmother bought me a dime store turtle whom I named Henry. Henry is now 50 years old, knows his name, and can still see quite well." Other listeners responded to our interview with British Prime Minister Tony Blair.
I want to ask again about missed opportunities, and I want to stipulate that you feel that on balance it's better to be in Iraq than not.
And but certainly better than if Saddam and his two sons were still running Iraq, because in my view we'd just have a stack of different problems.
Christian De La Huerta in Boston noted, "From what we know now, the stack of different problems surely would not have included weapons of mass destruction or acquisition of nuclear materials or the sponsoring of radical Islamists or terrorism, all of which were touted as the most pressing problems less than 5 years ago." Stephen Matthews in Bedford, Texas, thinks support for the war in Iraq would be a lot stronger if Tony Blair were the one, quote, "convincing the world of our need to be there. Although I'm opposed to the war," he writes, "it was refreshing to hear someone defend it so eloquently." And during a talk on nuclear proliferation, we noted that when the United States got the bomb, Russia had to get it, which meant China had to get it, then India, then Pakistan, and so on. Pat Autry in Sisterdale, Texas, was one of several people who wrote, "I could not help but recall the old Tom Lehrer song, Who's Next? It fits only too well."
First we got the bomb, and that was good, 'cause we love peace and motherhood. Then Russia got the bomb, but that's okay, 'cause the balance of power is maintained that way. Who's next?
You can be the next person to write Morning Edition. Just go to npr.org and click Contact Us.
Egypt's gonna get one too, just to use on you-know-who. So...